Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called The Spirits Move You, an adaptation of an African fable written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Lucas and Cecily and their family in Salem, Oregon, Olivia and Hazel and the Burney family in Toronto, Ontario, Zachary and Benjamin and the Kouache family from Maddington, Canada, and Lucas and Teo and their family from Sao Paulo, Brazil. Thank you so much, Teo, Lucas, Benjamin, Zachary, Hazel, Olivia, Cecily, and Lucas. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or just tell a friend about us. If you would like to receive a thank you in a future episode, head over to patreon.com/stories and make a pledge. Then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and let us know who to thank. The wait right now is less than 1 month, so it's a really good time to pledge. Now here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie Zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode. The Spirits Move You. Once upon a time, a fox and a raccoon happened to be moving to the same neighborhood. The fox was moving because her old den had been paved over to make a parking lot. The raccoon was moving because his old neighborhood got a new kind of trash can that was really hard to open. It was a hard time for both of them, and maybe that explains why they were both a little rude at their first meeting. It was dusk, of course, since the fox preferred to be out during the day while the raccoon did all his manic munching at night. They were both looking for a place to set up their new home and happened across the same little clearing. It was full of lush, waving grass and protected from the wind and predators by a dense growth of reeds.
"Well, gosh, this seems like a perfect place to make my new home," said the fox.
She sniffed at the sweet grass with her delicate nose, her pristine whiskers twitching.
"Yes, I'll build a little house right here. I love it!"
The raccoon overheard this and bristled immediately.
"Oh, sorry, Fox, but this place is spoken for," he said. "I need a new house on account of my old house got ruined by trash cans I couldn't tip over. You know I have to have my garbage."
"Well, I think it's mine," said the fox with an air of superiority. "I'm sure you can find a dirty box to live in somewhere."
"A dirty box? Did you see one?"
the raccoon asked excitedly, and then remembered himself.
"Oh no, you won't distract me that easily. This place is mine. I'd say we could share, but I don't believe in sharing. It's every raccoon for himself out there. And any trash I find is mine."
The fox laughed and swished her puffy red tail. "Ech, as if I'd ever share with you. I'd rather go back and live in the parking lot." They stared at each other across the swaying grass. They were equally sized, and neither one cared to fight.
"We can let the spirits of the forest decide," said the raccoon.
"Oh, I'm so sure. And how do we do that?"
"Forest spirits, please drop an acorn on whoever is meant to live here."
The pair waited for a long time. No acorns fell.
"Well, that was a bust," said the fox.
"Fine," snapped the raccoon. "Then neither one of us will build here."
"If that's what it takes to be rid of you, then fine," the fox agreed.
They both turned and went their separate ways, but neither one planned to give up the perfect little spot. Not really. They both waited a day to try and be sneaky and then snuck back to the spot. The fox got back first and looked all around.
"Perfect. No raccoon," she said. "The first thing will be to pull up all the grass. I'll come back and do that tomorrow."
Satisfied, she went to get some sleep. The raccoon went out that same night,
late when it was dark and still. Like the fox, he decided the first thing to be done was to pull up all the old grass. He got to work with his paws and claws and worked until the sun started to rise and sting his beady little eyes.
"Not a bad night's work," he said to himself as he headed off to bed. "Now I'll get this all swept and level tomorrow."
The fox woke up a short while later and went to go clear the grass, but when she arrived, she couldn't believe what she saw.
"That grass is already cleared," she said. "The spirits of the forest must have heard me and helped me with the work. They totally want me to live here. This is a special spot for sure."
Not wanting to seem ungrateful for the help of the spirits, the fox decided to continue the job. She took her long, fluffy tail and swept the dirt so it was soft and level.
"Perfect," she said when she was finished. "Now tomorrow I can get some trees to make my house frame."
She turned her fuzzy back and headed off to bed. Of course, the raccoon showed up just a couple of hours later to start his night, and when he came to the house, he gasped with excitement.
"Wow! Wowzers! Wowee! Wow-a-wham-a-ding-dong!" he gasped. "The forest spirits want me to live here. They've swept the dirt for me."
He pranced forward, sinking in his paws.
"So soft, so luxurious, such a lovely spot for a home."
Not wanting to seem ungrateful for the help of the spirits, the raccoon decided to continue the job. He went and found some good fallen tree branches, sturdy and stout enough for a house frame.
"What a wonderful day," he said to himself as he left to get some sleep. "Now tomorrow I just need to get these in the ground."
The fox woke up a short while later and returned to the clearing in the warm light of day.
"Oh my gosh, the trees have already gathered," she cried, clapping her palms together. "What amazing forest spirits I found. They truly must want me to make this my home. Oh my gosh, thanks guys."
She took the trees that had been gathered, dug some holes, and planted their bottoms in the earth. That way, they stood straight and sturdy in the air.
"There, a perfect frame. Tomorrow I'll come and get some pine boughs for the walls."
She headed off to bed, and the raccoon took her place with the rising moon.
"This is incredible. This is just incredible. 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 Incredible," he cried. "The spirits planted my frame for me. They must really want me to live here."
As a show of his thanks, the raccoon spent the rest of the day gathering wide, fragrant pine boughs. The branches were thick with waxy needles that would keep out the worst of the wind and sun. The raccoon worked all night and went to bed exhausted just before sunrise. The fox came shortly after, missing the raccoon by mere moments. She found the stack of pine boughs and nearly cried with joy.
"The spirits have favored me again! This is without a doubt the perfect spot for me to make my home."
She spent the rest of the day finishing the house. With careful paw and claw and snout work, she wove the pine boughs into the frame. In the end, she had a tight little house that kept her warm and smelled piney and beautiful.
"Finished," she said finally. "Now I just have to go get my stuff and move it in. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited."
She headed off to fetch her things, leaving behind a small pile of unused branches. The raccoon woke shortly after. When he walked into the clearing and saw the little house completed, he nearly lost his roly-poly little mind.
"Oh my sweet stinky garbage," he exclaimed. "How in the world? The spirits of the forest. Oh, wowzer, they finished the house. They must really want me to live here. But wait, what are these for?"
He saw the small pile of branches that the fox had left behind. They had been extras, of course, but he didn't know that.
"They left branches. That means I'm not done yet. But what else is there?"
He thought for a minute, and then too. Finally, he leapt up, clapping his paws.
"Oh, I've got it. The spirits have helped me build a lovely house, but it's much too large for me. They must want a room for themselves, of course."
He took the branches and made a wall down the middle of the house, dividing it evenly in half.
"There, that's perfect. Now time to get my things and move on in."
The raccoon left and the fox came back with her things a short time later. She saw the home with a wall down the center and knew what it meant right away. Or at least, she thought she did. "Oh, the spirits want half the house," she said to herself. "Well, that's fair. After all, they did do half the work." She took her things and went into the left side of the house. She was soon settled and sleeping sweetly. The raccoon returned when she was snoozing. He moved his things into the right side of the house and laid down to rest as well, never seeing the fox in her half. At dusk, they both got up to stretch. The fox used her paws to scratch behind her ears, thumping into the wall with a whap, whap, whap. On his side, the raccoon leaned over his garbage-full belly to touch his toes, giving a garbage-full burp in the process.
"Oh, what is that thumping?" he said to himself when he heard the fox. "The spirits next door are restless."
The fox heard the raccoon's burp and nearly leapt out of her skin. "Ah, what was that terrible noise? The spirits next door must be evil!" She screamed and ran from the house. The scream terrified the raccoon, and he too ran out the door. They collided and fell in a pile out front.
"Get out of my way," said the raccoon. "I'm running from screaming spirits in my house."
"No, you get out of my way," said the fox. "I'm running from a moaning monster in my house."
They looked at each other and then looked at the house.
"You said you weren't going to build here," said the fox.
"So did you," said the raccoon. "Doesn't matter now, though. I already finished my house."
"Your house? I just finished my house. And I totally had help from the spirits."
"So did I. I gathered the wood and they built me a frame."
"No, I built a frame and the spirits helped me. They gathered me pine boughs."
"No, I gathered pine boughs," said the raccoon.
They looked at each other again and then back at the house.
"And was that you moaning over there?" asked the fox.
It was a burp. "Was that you screaming?"
"Well, I thought you were a spirit."
"I thought you were a spirit."
They both looked a little embarrassed.
"Well," said the fox, kicking at the dirt, "since it's already built, and since we both did half the work."
The raccoon looked suspicious.
Are you asking me to share?"
The fox nodded.
"We worked well together, even if we didn't know that's what we were doing. Look, I'm sorry I was mean. We should have just shared this place to begin with."
"I'm sorry, too. It was nice having help building this place. It went really fast."
"Yes, it did. So, roommates?"
"Roommates," agreed the raccoon. "Say, have you ever tried to knock over a garbage can? I bet you'd be really good at it."
"Garbage? No.
"Well, there's good stuff in there. Last week I found a whole rotisserie chicken."
"Chicken? Go on." And, still talking, they headed back into the home together. And from then on, they shared it without fighting. And they're still best friends to this very day. The End. Today's story, The Spirits Move You, was an adaptation of an African fable written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, make a monthly donation at patreon.com/stories, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening!
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.